Support for the Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts, vastly different. The Flatlands Dance Theater celebrates 10 years in the Hub City with performances this weekend at the Luca Firehouse Theater. We'll have all the details with the founder and the artistic director of Flatlands Dance Theater on today's show. I hope you can stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we are in the Creative Dance Studio here on the campus of Texas Tech University in the office of Dr. Allie Duffy, who is Associate Professor of Dance here at Texas Tech. She is also the Artistic Director of the Flatland Dance Company. Dr. Duffy, thank you very, very much for allowing us to come in and be with you today.
Thanks for having me. I'm thrilled.
So, for folks who don't know, tell us about the Flatland Dance Company, a little bit of its history.
Well, Flatlands Dance Theater was founded in 2010, so this year we're celebrating our 10th anniversary season, which we consider to be a huge milestone. And we started with 5 founding members, and now we've expanded to over 25. And we have a board of directors. We're a nonprofit organization, and we produce roughly 2 shows a season with a lot of community engagement thrown in there.
Right. And so this gives an opportunity for people who are at the university to work outside the university in like a professional environment, something like that.
Exactly.
Right. And you're coming up on 10th anniversary.
We are.
That's amazing.
It is. And it flew by. So we must be having fun.
Absolutely. Well, what do you have in mind to do as an anniversary present to yourself?
Well, we're producing a show this weekend called Decadance. And in this show, we wanted to feature some of our audience's favorite works from our repertoire over the past 10 years. Mm-hmm. So we got a group of people together, some people from the community, some from the board, some from the company, and we went through the over 130 original works that this company has created in 10 years, and we picked 10 dances to restage and show our community. And so this weekend, that's what we're going to do. And we're bringing back some of our dancers who have moved to other cities. They'll be making special guest appearances this weekend. And we'll have some live music, some live painting, and of course, some live dance.
Right. So, and you're titling it Deca Dance.
That's
so
right.
I guess that's for 10 years, right?
That's right.
Right, exactly. Excellent. I love that. And tell us, where is it going to be?
It will be in the Luca Firehouse Theater.
Okay. And it is a ticketed event, is that right?
It is. Tickets are available at selectaseatlubbock.com, and we're also making them available at the door.
Okay. So tease us a little bit. Tell us who all is coming and a little bit about the dances that they will do or preside over.
Well, we have a few dancers coming to reproduce roles that were especially popular. So one of the dancers is coming from the San Antonio area. She's now a public school dance teacher down there and also an alum of our TTU dance program. We're really proud of her. Her name is Leslie Ortiz, and she's coming to reprise the role of the fly in Chris Olsen's The Spider and the Fly. And it's a beautiful poem from the early 1900s that sort of sets the story of this kind of evil spider who wants to capture his fly. And it's sort of reset in a modern day tale, and we have live music to accompany it, and it's very theatrical, and it includes body percussion and contemporary dance. It's one of my favorite works in the show. But other things we're bringing back are from our movie night production. One of the things I've choreographed is from the film Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. I really love the music from that film.
Right.
And so I was really inspired to recreate it with a new cast, and We also have a work that was inspired by lighting design. It's the first work you'll see in the show. And our old lighting designer, Emmett Buman, who's moved on to different things, has returned to collaborate with us on his work called Lumina. The choreographer is Rachel Uhr for that work. And a lot of works that have just felt very successful and fulfilling creatively, and that the audience has also really enjoyed, so we heard, that we want to bring back. And perhaps people who are newer to Lubbock have never seen any of these works, so it will be a brand new show.
Right. And it must be like a homecoming of sorts to have all of these people back to see each other, and, and you know, just there's just the camaraderie of that, plus the artistic value, all of that goes together.
Definitely, yes. And also, I mean, it has to be said, two of these dances are from our very first year as a company, when we were 10 years younger. And so performing these dances again with bodies that are 10 years older has been really interesting. And not always exciting, because you're sort of, you're limited by your body's ability when it starts to get older. At the same time, the artistic nuance that we're finding 10 years into this company is so much more exciting than maybe the technical prowess that I, for one, had 10 years ago. The artistic ability to perform is so much more mature in this company, and that's really inspiring.
Right, right. You mentioned you had live performance music. Tell us about that.
Well, our board president's name is David Box, and he's a very accomplished composer and arranger. In this concert, he's going to perform in that work, The Spider and the Fly, that I mentioned. And we also have Curtis Peoples, who is a longtime collaborator with us, and he's coming to play with us. And Rachel Uhr is going to perform some music. Chris Olson will be performing percussion. And Alex Webster, who is a graduate student in theater here at Tech, will be performing the poem, The Spider and the Fly. She has a beautiful, wonderfully theatrical voice, and we're thrilled to work with her.
Right, right. Who all should come to this show?
It's definitely suitable for all ages. We wanted Decadance to be, yes, a celebration of 10 years of Flatlands, but we also wanted this to be a very accessible show. So children are definitely welcome, and I think they'll find a lot of really fun work in this. I think they'll enjoy it. All ages.
So you've been at this 10 years. So what do you think about the next 10 years? Where do you want to go? What would you like to do?
We have a lot that we want to do. The next concert we're going to do is going to be a celebration of our community, and we're calling it Hometown. And so we're bringing in all new collaborators that we've never worked with before, and we're bringing in new artistic media to work with. And one of the things that we really love in Flatlands is merging choreography and dance performance with other art forms. And in this upcoming concert in the spring, we're really going to push the boundaries of what it means to collaborate with other art forms and other artists. And so that's one thing we want to do. We're also interested in site-specific work. We think our community is really beautiful, and there are parts of our city to enhance through dance. So I'm looking at filming something at Palo Duro in the spring, and I think that's a wonderful part of West Texas that we just haven't been able to access yet. So really expanding the idea of what community is in order to kind of bring it back and show Lubbockites Lubbock in a new light or in a new way.
I love these new ideas.
Thank you.
That's great. Yeah, excellent. All right. So for folks who are interested in Decadance, give us, once again, all of the details about this weekend's performances.
Sure. Decadance will premiere this Friday and Saturday, November 22nd and 23rd, both evenings at 7:30 p.m. in the Luca Firehouse Theater.
All right. Tickets at Select a Seat, right?
Correct.
All right. Allie Duffy, as always, thank you very, very much for being our guest on The Front Row.
Thank you for having me.
Today's edition of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm your host, Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Support for The Front Row comes from the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra, announcing the 2019-2020 season. More information is at lubbocksymphony.org.